Well, we've been talking about this, and we're very good about talking about things in our country. Not so good always about doing something about them. Now, who among us wouldn't say, well, I hope we've learned our lesson not to depend on China for fill in the blank, pharmaceuticals, manufacturing products, chips. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. We've talked about it. We know it. But someone is trying to do something about it, and that would be Congresswoman Alyssa Slotkin, who spoke yesterday with a variety of folks who are smack dab in the middle of this, and she's here to report to us on how that meeting went and her task force that wants to actually resolve the problem of the strain of the microchip shortages and virtually anything else that we are letting China manufacture for us, and then we're at the whims of China. Congresswoman Alyssa Slotkin, welcome back to the Paul W. Smith Show at WJR.
Thanks for having me.
It is our pleasure. Tell us your story, what you set out to do yesterday, and what you feel you've done, and where we go from here.
Yeah, well, yesterday I met with a bunch of folks from the Delta Township GM plant. They had just gotten notice, I mean, literally an hour before, that the plant, among many, frankly, in the Midwest, is going to be put on hold at least for a couple of days because they are missing a small part and can't keep the line moving, making cars. And frankly, another plant in Lansing, Grand River, has been off for a while now, weeks and weeks, because they can't get a 14-cent microchip. So I sat in front of thousands of cars that are unsellable, undrivable, because they don't have, you know, the 14-cent microchip, just to make the point that we can't go on this way. We can't be dependent on other countries for our basic economic security. And Michiganders have been saying this forever, for 30 years, that if you outsource too much, you're putting yourself at risk. And during COVID, man, the chickens came home to roost, you know, with things like masks and gloves and whatnot. So I started this task force out of my searing experience from COVID, and we have two big things coming up. One is this big piece of legislation the Senate just passed, which incentivizes American companies to make microchips and other things here in the U.S., gives them a financial incentive to set up shop here instead of China, Taiwan, anywhere else around the country. And then secondly, I took that experience from COVID and tried to apply it to the Defense Department to make sure our Defense Department supply chains are actually secure. You know, GM has a lot to teach the Defense Department. We brought them in to talk to us during this task force because transparency around supply chain has become a thing. And the Defense Department, frankly, needs to understand where every nut and bolt on our planes and on our tanks are coming from so that we're not in the same position, you know, a couple of years from now like GM is.
Well, you know, Representative Alyssa Slotkin with us. Congresswoman, you know that 14 cents microchip meant a lot to these companies because they're looking for every way they can save money. But I bet you every one of them would pay a dollar or 10 for a microchip now to be able to get these cars and trucks moving. So now I know it's a little hindsight is short-sighted. But the reality is we cannot let other countries control us the way we have allowed them to. And this is exactly why. Now, it kind of reminds me of what appeared to be such a great idea and under regular times is a great idea. You're familiar with the practice, the just-in-time manufacturing or whatever they might call it these days. We used to have an inventory. We had a supply. You could go to the inventory with a huge supply of microchips in this case and use them. Now, it wouldn't have carried us this long, but it would have gotten more vehicles out. But the reality is now we just basically get the items or just-in-time manufacturing just in time for when they're needed. I've watched this happen at plants in China and other places where there's a fabulous system set up with the computers and everything else, that one line, one car is coming off a line or a seat or whatever, and whatever they need to go with that comes from their supplier like 5 minutes before they need it. It's pretty phenomenal until it's not.
That's right. And I think that system probably works when you don't have global supply shocks like a global pandemic. You know, I think that that system, you don't fault anyone for coming up with it, but the stuff that they are doing, I know at the plants that I represent, just to get these microchips in, and I'm talking about 100 at a time. I was talking with some guys who work at the plant in leadership there, and they were saying, we've seen them flown in, trucked in, helicoptered in, 100 at a time, just so we can make 100 more cars and actually sell them. So I think you're right that this idea that we should keep our shelves bare and just get what we need, I think folks are rethinking that. And they're certainly rethinking being dependent on just one country for one part. I think that is kind of the biggest lesson from COVID is when you've got a single source supplier, you are vulnerable no matter what because, you know, stuff happens. The world happens. Problems happen. So there's kind of a, I think, a real change of heart going on in people who do supply chain.
Congresswoman, when you have a single source supplier that's a communist country, which we forget about until we now see what's happening around the world and seeing what they are doing and exerting their power, there's no surprise that they'd like to be the most powerful country in the world. They'd like to be where the United States has been for a very long time. So I just hope that somehow or another, and I guess that's what you're trying to do, besides pointing out the problem, you're helping with the UAW and others come up with solutions so we don't find ourselves in this position again.
Absolutely. We cannot let that happen.
Anything else we need to know before we let you go, Congresswoman?
No, just we got to keep the pressure on. Michiganders know this manufacturing stuff is important. We got to keep the pressure on Washington.
All righty. Thank you, Congresswoman Alyssa Slotkin. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Somebody who's trying to do something about it. We've all talked about it. We all know of the issue and the problem. But we have to really do something about it. And there's one way that it's being handled by Congresswoman Alyssa Slotkin.